Well, I'm impressed. You're listening. You picked up the Hour of Power, or the Daily Magic program. I'm really glad that you've decided to do this, because over the years, the one thing I've noticed is that the people who really have the greatest fulfillment in their life, not just the greatest achievement, but fulfillment as well, are people that have found a way to fill that hole that's missing in most people's lives. And that hole is time with yourself. So this brief tape is designed to set you up with that habit. And you can use this as much or as little as you want, maybe just one time to get yourself in the rhythm, or you'll pick it up every now and then, or you can use it every day if you want. By the way, this is time for yourself, but that doesn't mean you have to be by yourself. This means while you're doing this, your focus is on yourself. So you can have your lover or your best friend, your husband, your wife, or any buddy of yours beside you doing this, but stay in your own experience till the end. Then you guys can share. You'll both be in a peak state. The daily magic is time where you set yourself up for a life that is magnificent, extraordinary. How do you do that? Well, we're going to take you through a three-step process. And again, this process can be done in 15 minutes just to juice yourself up. But if you add some exercise to it, physical exercise, then you're going to get even more benefits. And then, of course, the time could be 30 minutes, 45, or an hour, depending upon the time you're willing to commit to it. Because if you think about it, anyone who's physically fit, what do they get? They get this energy. They have this vitality. You can see it in their eyes and their face and their skin. There's a greater level of attractiveness to them as business people, as individuals, in their relationships. But you know what's even more powerful? To give a workout to your mind and your emotions. To really stimulate everything at one time. And so you can do the process we're about to go through in 15 minutes, and we call it 15 minutes to fulfillment. That doesn't include physical exercise, but it'll stimulate your mind, your emotions. It'll set you up for victory in your day. Or you can make it 30 minutes to thrive, or 45 minutes to thankfulness, or an hour of power. The only real difference after the first 15 minutes is how much time are you going to exercise. So I'm going to walk you through this simple process, and there's really three parts to it. But I can tell you again, this is something that I did for years to condition my mind, my emotions, and my body to get the most out of them every day. And after you do it for a while, it becomes natural. Your mind just goes here. And when other people are stressed out of their mind, you can take on challenges 10 times the size and find yourself being centered. So here's how we're going to do this. There are three parts to what you'll do every day. Even if you only have 15 minutes and you're going to do what we call 15 minutes to fulfillment, or if you're going to invest an hour in your power, the first 15 minutes are always the same. Three parts. Part number one is just moving and breathing. We got to get your body moving in the morning, and most importantly, we want to get you to move and breathe in a way that stimulates your immune system, that makes you healthy, that makes you feel strong, and most importantly, one that makes you psychologically and emotionally strong. I'm going to teach you a very specific breathing technique to use in the very beginning of this tape. Now, in the future, you won't have to listen to this introduction. If you have a CD, you can go right to number two and just start through unless you want a reminder. Step two is after we've done that for 5 minutes, then what we're going to do is we're going to have you get in an emotional state of really being enormously grateful. See, gratitude is one of the most important emotions for human beings to experience. It changes your body, your emotions, your mind. When you're grateful, stress disappears. When you're grateful, you can't be fearful. When you're grateful, you feel rich inside. So when we get to that stage, I'll come on the tape or the CD, and I'll give you a couple instructions about how to get yourself in that state, things to think about specifically that you can really appreciate and enjoy. While you're in that stage, after doing that for about 3 minutes, we'll then also in that second stage get you to be grateful for what's coming. That is to visualize what it is you really want. So stage one is move and breathe. Stage two is going to be really grateful, and you're going to visualize. You're going to be grateful for what already is in your life, and then gradually we're going to get grateful for what's coming. We're going to see or feel or get a sense about what you want to have happen in your life, your goals and your dreams, but you're going to make them a reality where it's already happening now and you're grateful for it. Finally, in stage three, you're going to start to do what we call incantations. Incantations are a way to program your mind and body with greater certainty than ever before. And after you've done those incantations, you're going to start to exercise. And again, that exercise may go on for 15 more minutes after the initial 15, or it may go on for 30, or it may go on for 45, and that determines whether it's going to be 30 minutes to thrive, 45 minutes to thankfulness, or hour of power. The only difference, of course, will be the exercise. You can be walking right now, obviously, hopefully while you're listening to this, and then in the future, you can just go, as I said, straight to the part where we actually take you through the initial 15 minutes to fulfillment, and you can walk through and use as much as you want each day, or you can get rid of the CD, and you'll know the pattern after you've done enough times, and you don't need me, you can listen to something else that you would enjoy. First of all, you might shake your body out a little bit. Make sure if you haven't stretched, you've got everything loose. Make sure as you're walking, start to walk where you feel a little bit more in control, where you feel a little stronger. Just kind of notice with your movement. If you move with authority, how do you move? Try that for a moment. Just as you're walking right now, add a little strength to your walk. If all of a sudden you felt certain about every step, how would you change the way you were walking? And just kind of feel that for a few moments. Walk with absolute certainty, almost like you were ready to storm through something that was trying to stop you. And kind of notice what you do with your body differently. Now go back to walking just for a second like you would normally if you kind of just didn't have any particular thing you were after, no goal, you're just kind of wandering a bit. And notice, do you change the position of your shoulders? Does your breathing change? Do you feel differently in your arms? Go back to that state of certainty again. Just feel strong, like you can't wait to storm through a limitation. And just see if you can feel that difference just in your movement. Remember, we talked about on the first tape that if you change the way you move, change the way you feel. So kind of experiment with your movements to find happy movements, playful movements, strong movements, and you can vary that as much as possible. Now here's the breathing technique. Some research that's been done by some experts at MIT, at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has found that changing the pattern of inhale versus exhale, the ratio and pattern, can radically change our psychological and emotional states. Look in your journal and you'll find out about what is called breath walking. But in simple terms, here's what I'd like you to try, and you can experience it. You don't have to read a book about it. You can feel it. I'm going to ask you to inhale a ratio of 4 times internally, and then exhale 4 times. So it's something like this. You'll inhale through the nose and exhale out your mouth. Inhaling 4 times, exhaling 4 times. Now, as you're doing this, you want to do it in alignment with your step. So you're inhaling, exhaling. Now, it probably sounds like the Jolly Green Giant is chasing you right now, but that's because I'm 6'7" and you're hearing my feet. But I want you to hear them, so here it goes. We'll try it again. Inhale. Exhale. Now, when you do this, you'll start to feel the rhythm. Inhaling from the nose, bringing the air in and filling yourself up, and then exhaling all the way out, doing it in 4 stages. Now, to make it even stronger, you can stimulate what are known as meridians. If you know about acupuncture or acupressure, there are energy points in everybody's body. Well, these little meridians, these energy points, can be stimulated to change your state as well, and you don't have to put a needle in. You can actually just tap your fingers. You have your index finger. You have your middle finger, which most people are fairly familiar with because they've used it when they're really feeling caring towards other motorists. Then, of course, there's the ring finger and the pinky finger. So 4 fingers beside your thumb. And we're taking 4 breaths in. So as you're walking, as you're coming the breath in, you're going to touch the fingers with each of those breaths in. And then as you're breathing out, with each breath out, again, alternating between your index finger, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your pinky. So it's the index and thumb. Middle finger and thumb, ring finger and thumb, pinky. Back to index, middle, ring, and pinky. You're going to do that with each of the 4, in and out. Okay? You'll get the habit of it. In the beginning, it'll feel weird, but you'll get it. And just notice how your state feels after about 5 minutes. Now, when you start doing this, breathing in through the nose, a lot of people don't breathe through their nose very much. And so it may tingle. It may feel a little weird. Don't worry. All you're doing is you're fully using your sinuses, which is a good idea, and you're oxygenating yourself in a different way. You're exhaling out the mouth. So enough instruction. I'll walk you through the 3 stages. Remember, right here, first 3 to 5 minutes, we're just moving and breathing. 4-4, you know what to do. Inhale 4-4, exhale 4-4. Inhale 4-4, exhale 4-4. Tapping your fingers if you choose to on the inhales, tapping them on the exhales. All right? Then step 2, we'll go to gratitude and visualization. Step 3, we'll do some incantations. Then we'll cut you loose with some exercise. If you're not going to exercise, then after the incantations, you're just going to think about everything you want to have happen in this day, and I'll guide you through that at the end of the CD or give you that option at that stage. No more instructions. You can now tap to the next number on your CD or just wait. If it's tape, I'm just going to show up in a few seconds, so keep walking. I'll be back.